Right up front, I'll tell you that the story's subject matter is a little grisly, but only just a little. I'll give you warning. My first question was, what kind of person comes to a class to learn how to slaughter and gut chickens? And what kind of person teaches such a class? To answer the second question first.
Anyways, thank you all for coming. I'm Daniel Seedorf. You're at East West Farm.
Daniel Seedorf is a tall guy with a blonde buzz cut, a prominent chin, and a wide open smile. He's today's instructor here on the farm. But we're not out in the country. The Seedorf 7-acre farm is in suburban Marietta, not 5 miles from the square. As Daniel himself puts it,
we're becoming weirdos.
Here he is with his wife, Katie.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because that's how the people who live over here, I'm sure, kind of view us, you know.
And you said these people over here, you pointed over to
a subdivision next door.
Well, what are they doing now?
These wackos over here, you know, chasing chickens and pigs and cows.
Chickens and pigs and cows are still pretty new to the Seedorfs. Not too long ago, they themselves lived in a subdivision. Then Daniel started reading farming blogs and becoming increasingly interested in the idea of leaving the 9-to-5 world behind.
We went from being, ooh, that would be awesome, to saying, daggummit, let's just do it.
Everyone at today's class has the chance to watch what Daniel Seedorf calls a humane chicken slaughter and to do it themselves should they wish. Some of these students have taken the same leap of faith as the Seedorfs and started their own farms. Others, like Ashley Rivera, lead more conventional lives.
I'm just kind of a suburban mom, and I'm not going to change the world by raising chickens in the backyard. But earlier this week, I said, oh, I really need to get rid of these roosters. What am I going to do?
Believe it or not, the need to transplant or cull violent roosters is an increasingly common problem for city dwellers like Rivera, an urban planner who lives in Atlanta's Riverside neighborhood. Like many folks these days, her family has taken advantage of their deep backyard to install a chicken coop and harvest the eggs. Rivera says being here today makes her feel connected to her forebears.
My mom was like, oh, you don't need to go to a class. I can tell you how to dip it in the water and pull the feathers out. And she's like, oh, I think I forget how to do the guts part. So I was like, I'm going to go to the class.
And then there's Kirsten Simmons, a 20-something apartment dweller in town. She runs a community garden with chickens, but says she's really here for a deeper reason.
I have always thought that if I eat meat, that I should be able to go from live animal to dinner.
Daniel Seedorf's teaching style is brisk and earnest. He talks knife sharpness and technique.
Always be cognizant of where your knife is.
Then, just before demonstrating the kill itself, he slows down.
This is not something to be taken lightly. This is not, you know, just wanton killing and everything. So I take a moment every time before I kill any of my animals and I say a prayer. Feel free to join me.
There's this huge disconnect that I've really become aware of, a nutritional disconnect. It's a physical disconnect with realizing where your food comes from. But also there's a spiritual aspect. We have to be in tune with our surroundings, our environment, and our Creator for nourishment.
A lot of people here say they feel estranged from their food sources and concerned about some of the practices common to the animal agriculture industry. That could really be a whole other story. But basically, it boils down to this. They want to regain a sense of reconnection and control over what they eat, and that's why they came.
What we're doing, and I say this in your name, amen.
Here's where things get a little graphic, but just a little. I'll give away the ending now. The bird doesn't make it. It's Kirsten Simmons' turn. She's the 20-something who says that if she eats meat, she should be able to face killing and preparing it, too.
Okay, let's get a bird out for you. You want to reach in again, or you want me to reach in again?
Kirsten gets the rooster.
Don't let him escape now.
She places the bird upside down into a metal cone with a hole cut in the bottom.
You're going to be cutting on this side, right here behind the earlobe.
Right here?
Yes. Okay, you did it.
Sorry, buddy. It wasn't as bad as I thought it could be.
Kirsten seems fine as she takes the bird through the rest of the process, plucking and eviscerating it. This all takes, by the way, about 20 minutes per bird. Daniel Seedorf says he knows this class isn't for everyone.
Not everybody can be a farmer, but I think that everybody should take on a level of responsibility about where their food comes from, how it's raised and produced.
At the day's end, Kirsten Simmons says she's surprised. The class has done more than simply reconnect her with her food.
It makes me feel like I can handle whatever life throws at me. You know, it's like if anything were to happen, I can handle my own food.
Urban planner Ashley Rivera, all set with two birds she prepped herself in a cooler, says she's learned something too.
It would help to not name your birds, because I have my kids named one of my birds. He turned out to be a rooster as well. He is not present here today. He's still at home. So
self-reliance, skills, and maybe some cold practicality, all learned by these country and city folk alike at a class designed for anyone who isn't afraid to get their hands dirty. Kate Sweeney, WABE.